Death comes for us all.
It does. And on that note, welcome to Hit in the Abyss, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I am Crash. I will be murdering all of the other players this evening, including the following individuals. We have Chris, Tom, Ellie, Eric, Theo, and Jen. So, to sum up where we left off last time, the party stumbled in on a collection of evil cultists that were sacrificing townfolk that they had lured in, using probably some form of charm spell, notably because that is kind of how the party got captured very, very quickly. They did manage to get free with a little bit of help from a particular individual named Al, who sort of turned into a mist form and then appeared behind the head cultist and ripped his throat out with his teeth. So there's a lot to unpack there. But in the process of stopping all the sacrifices, the deep god that was below was possibly literally below. Rock started falling as it woke up and most people there died. Our party did manage to escape along with a young boy named Peter, who is the proud owner of Mutt the dog. And then the party decided, you know, rather than getting out of town, we should probably storm into the church where all these cultists were preying upon the innocent and deal with them. And so the party did.
Especially Mazir.
Yes. Mazir is quite scary and likes to carve a C into the forehead of cultists so that people know they're coming. Bryn scares me a bit more, though, because Bryn took 4 cultists off the field with 2 spells.
You guys are terrifying.
Look, I didn't kill anyone.
No.
I didn't do a single point of damage.
In my head canon, and this isn't true, this isn't reality, but in my head canon, Bryn is one of the incarnations of the Doctor. And I have not seen anything to dissuade me from this yet. Do you have a screwdriver on you? Is it part of your gear?
I don't know. Yes, let me check.
Is it by any chance Sonic? Who looks at the screwdriver and says it could be more Sonic?
I have a shovel.
Close enough. It's a Sonic
shovel. Sonic shovel.
For moving copious amounts of dirt.
Mover. She's the digger.
Well, on that glorious note, you might want to go searching for a TARDIS, because immediately before we ended the last session, the ground underneath your feet started to shake a little bit, which was a little ominous. And that is exactly where we're bringing it up right now.
Am I there?
You are currently there, yes.
Okay.
The ground under our feet is shaking a little bit.
I believe shaking ground usually means run.
Yes, that is a good idea. Yes, absolutely.
You feel I think we should be getting out of the city.
You see the sky come tumbling down.
Someone grab the kid and let's go.
I'm still holding him, so no problem.
I have short legs. Someone should. Can I climb up on someone for a little bit so I don't get left behind?
Just climb up.
Oh, is Mutt big enough for Bryn to...
No, Mutt is not.
No. Someone should pick up the dog. You can, I can't carry both.
You can get on my back.
All right, I'll pick up Mutt, and someone else can pick up me, and then we run.
Bryn picks up Mutt. Eric picks up Bryn. Rapreth picks up Eric. Let's face it, Rapreth could do it.
Yeah.
And book it, Dano.
What's this?
Book it.
Okay. So you are in the middle of a very large city. If you want a basic idea, if you do a search for maps of Constantinople, not Istanbul. Istanbul is not Constantinople.
Was it Istanbul? Is it Istanbul now?
No, it is currently Constantinople.
But I thought Constantinople had been a long time gone.
Well, we're playing in a fantasy world. So.
Okay, so it is Turkish delight on a moonlit night.
Not currently.
Not currently. But it could be.
It might be some point in the future. If you find a small blue box, you could get in it and find out. But you don't see any of those. Now that we've stalled long enough for everyone to Google map of Constantinople.
I actually have a date in Constantinople.
She's going to be waiting in Istanbul, though. Sorry.
Okay.
And oddly enough, we now know why Constantinople got the works.
It's nobody's business but that god underneath the city.
Yes! We are horrible people and it is glorious and I love this game. Okay, so...
Free space.
Yes! That's just going to end up being a running gag that no one understands except us, and I'm okay with this. So, near the center of the southern edge of it, there is a harbor. You are fairly close to that harbor, the harbor of, let me read this correctly, Theodosius. The harbor of Theodosius on the map of Constantinople, which, imagine, if you will, that Constantinople is crossed out in crayon and somebody wrote Adrolanka but spelled it wrong above the word Constantinople. You are maybe a half an hour's walk from that harbor. The ground shakes again, and you start to feel a bit of rain falling on you.
I'm sorry, feel a bit of...
Rain. It is starting to rain. At this point, no one in the city seems to be panicking about the ground shaking. Some of them look a little concerned, but you don't see like crowds of people running and screaming anywhere. There were a few, but they are mostly running and screaming from the tiefling that was carving letters into the heads of the local clergy. That did cause a few people to freak out.
This is really going to mess with my head.
I find the sausage vendor.
Okay, so you saunter on over to the sausage vendor. They are currently trying to set their shop up because it fell over.
Oh, whoops. I'll help them set their shop up if I can.
Okay, that doesn't even require a roll. That's fine. They thank you kindly and offer you a sausage.
I accept it and toss it to Ratbreath. This is not out of disgust or anything, just I know that if I have a sausage and Ratbreath doesn't, there's going to be trouble.
Okay, the ground shakes a bit more.
Where can we get... Where can we rent a carriage or a cart?
A carriage?
Something that moves faster than we do on foot.
You're not going to find anything like that in this part of the city. Most of us are just on foot.
Okay. What part of the city should I go to?
Well, and he gives you a list of places that you have no idea where these places are.
Perfect, thank you.
The ground shakes again. The sausage vendor's shop falls over again. Everyone give me a dex save.
I knew this.
Oh boy.
There would be dex saves today.
I rolled a 2. Minus 1. So I have failed.
The target number right now
6.
Is
10.
Okay, 12. Yay.
Wait, I'm being carried.
Okay.
Do I have to make a strength save with that as well?
It's a dex save, but because you are carrying someone who's carrying a small dog, roll disadvantage.
Okay, first is a 19 with plus 4, so that's 20. Second is a 4 plus 4, which is an 8.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So you go down.
Oh, sorry.
Now, that was a high fail, not a low fail, so I'm going to say you fall forward and you do not crush Bryn.
Okay, good. Sorry, Bryn! Do I take any damage?
No. It was enough to make you lose your footing and fall over, but it was considerably worse than the previous rumbles.
I think we should be,
We should go.
Yes.
As I pick myself up off the floor, because I'm maybe like just, a 1.
Maybe just book it towards the harbor?
Could work. Maybe a boat can get us away from here very quickly.
I feel like the whatever it is might, but, you know, away. Away is good. Away from the city is good. I'm out
Everyone
of spells.
Everyone hears a voice. Everyone hears a voice interrupt Bryn, and it says, you broke the contract. You're going to die.
Now, listen, I haven't signed any contracts.
Look, I didn't make any contracts with you.
I make it a point not to sign contracts.
What contracts?
I have not made any contracts with any evil gods or things impersonating gods or ancient sea monsters.
Sasha's vendor says, did that rat just tell you you broke a contract?
Wait, now we have talking animals.
I saw
that was not my familiar.
There, it spoke to you and ran off.
Look, if it was my familiar yelling at me, then I would have been the only one who heard it.
What did I miss?
You missed a talking rat. I just saw it.
No, that was Crest talking. What did I miss?
You didn't hear the other one back by the church? Those people I marked as cultists, they screwed up.
It is starting to rain a bit harder. You hear a voice again, from above this time, say, you broke the contract, you're going to die.
We need to leave!
I agree, let's just get out of the city.
Yeah, let's book it. Make like a tree and get out of here.
Where do you go? Which way do you go?
Are we going further inland, or are we looking to get a boat and get out of here that way? What's the plan?
From all the water and the anchor stuff, I think this thing has something to do with the sea, and I feel like the sea might be a worse place to be.
Okay, inland.
Remind me, where are we on the map?
The map I'm looking at, there is a place on the southern side of it that says the Harbor of Theodosius. You are maybe a half hour's walk from that harbor.
Okay, but in which direction?
South. Downhill.
So we're going towards the harbor, or we're going... Where are we going?
We must be looking at different maps, because on my map, the Harbor of Theodosius is at the south of Constantinople.
Have you got the map so you can link it to
us? You are to the north of it. If you were going south, you'd walk half an hour.
Okay.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Well, there we are. All right.
So, walking pace...
You broke the contract. You're going to die.
I think we should be running, not walking.
No, I agree. Running.
I agree, too. To die.
All right, I'm looking around to see what is saying that.
Give me a perception check.
Perception check.
Okay. I've rolled a one. I have no idea.
You're pretty sure Bryn said it.
I assume she's just messing with us.
Okay, surely if we know that the water is south of us, we should just go in an opposite direction. Yes?
Yes, let's go northwest.
I am following then. Hopefully my hair does not get as much wet as it is right now.
I can prestidigitate it when we get out of the rain.
His hair is not important.
Roll for product.
4.
Bryn's hair is totally messed up at this point.
I mean, it's kind of floofy generally, so I assume it's sort of just frizzing all around her head now.
Okay, that's canon, yes. It's the humidity, really.
She sort of looks a little bit like a dandelion.
Oh, no.
That is adorable.
Terrifying.
Little halfling is adorable. Yes?
Yes. So it sounds like we're at roughly San Palayuktos, and we want to go toward the Gate of Caresius.
I'm looking for the Gate of Caresius.
Northwest.
Oh, you want to go all the way up there? Okay. Yep, that's...
We're leaving the city.
All right, so you head off in that direction. The voices, you continue to hear the voices. They are starting to become just a little bit more numerous. The ground is starting to shake a bit more. Give me another... dexterity save.
Well, I've rolled a 4 that time.
Target number this time is 15.
Yeah, no, failed.
17.
Surfing. With an 18.
12, that's with my bonus.
I'm 15 on the dot. 12 plus 3.
So we got 3 people who remain standing. Everyone else falls prone.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a perception check. Those of you who are prone, roll at disadvantage.
Okay, that's a 15, and that natural is a 17, so I've got a 15.
I think. Nine.
Eric also rolled a
and natural one from Amara. She's panicking.
Okay. So in this case, Unka
mm-hmm.
and Rapreth, because Tom got a 19, you see what's causing the rumbling. At first, you think it's smoke, because the rain is hindering your visibility a little bit. It's coming down every now and then in sheets, and then it lets up a little bit, and then it comes down hard again. But it's way too solid to be smoke. It is very large. It is black. It is covered in spikes or horns or teeth or hooks or something spiky, and it just shoots straight up out of the ground, goes about 30 feet into the air. You see bits of building and possibly people flying off of it as it comes through, basically through a residential area. And then it leans to the side like a redwood getting chopped down.
Oh, crud. Oh.
And you see more bits of rubble and screams. Well, you don't see the screams, but you get the idea. As it collides and the ground shakes again, although not as hard as the strike that had most of you fall to the ground.
Okay, so takes his axe off his shoulder.
And... yeah, and I point this out to everyone. Look over there, that.
Oh crud. The oh cruds that Bryn was saying as she wobbled around trying to keep her footing intensify. Oh crud.
Crudding.
Rat breath will yell at it. Rat I breath is strong.
You're going to die.
He charges.
Oh no.
Give me an intelligence check.
Okay. That'll be interesting. 15.
Okay. You charge forward and there is a building in the way. So do you try to go through the building or around it?
Makes rat breath shaped holes in the building.
It's gonna be like in Looney Tunes. I mean, if he can go through the wall, he will. But you know, if he's, you know, if it's one of those run in one door, then you see an exit on the other side. But yeah, he probably whatever's gonna be the fastest way to get to this thing.
Give me a strength check to see if you can go through the door.
All right,
it's gonna be that scene out of what was that movie with the tornadoes?
Twister.
Yeah, that one.
14.
So you run screaming, you see the house in the way, you decide, well, I'll just go through the house. The shortest line between two points is straight. Mm-hmm. And you are able to punch a hole in the door. There is screaming on the other side of it, but you don't break through the door all the way.
Okay.
Mutt-sized hole, but it is not shaped like anything other than your boot. Everyone make another dexterity saving throw.
Oh no.
We've angered him.
I've got a 13.
16.
What are we doing on this one?
Nope. I failed again.
11.
5.
Yeah! 22!
I'm still on the ground.
Yeah.
This dice is going in the dice jail.
Changing your dice does not affect your rolls.
Liar.
Okay, so fissures open up in the ground. Let me roll a die to find out how many.
What do they cast?
What you can see, there's 5 different huge cracks that open up in the ground. All kinds of detritus and house parts and people are falling into them. And
yeah, but what kind of line and lure are they using?
Fissures, not fissures. Although I appreciate the pun. Warms my cold, dead DMing and middle school teaching heart. And everyone who failed their save falls in one.
Yep.
Oh, no. Okay.
I've fallen in with the kid.
Woohoo!
You
still
take
up.
2 points of damage.
Is there a fissure in the house?
No. Okay. I'm now back down.
Probably
to...
because the house is the part of the ground that the fissure opened up through mm-hmm. was a load bearing portion of the ground.
Okay. <Just checking. laughs> All right. The rat breath is falling
on itself.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. Would you repeat how much damage I took?
I rolled a d6 for this one because the fissure is 10 feet deep, and you got 2 points of damage.
Right. Not doing so good right now.
But you're now in a 10-foot deep hole, and something large is apparently sending messages to you saying it's hungry.
Oh, lovely.
I look around to make sure it's not Wrath Breath sending me the message that he's hungry.
Wrath Breath is climb out of the hole.
Perception.
The one time when a cult knows what they're doing.
All right, what was it now?
D&D is the law of exceptions. Onka, give me a perception check because you were looking to see if Wrath Breath was the one saying, I'm hungry, you're going to die.
Yeah, I've got a 14.
You're fairly sure it was a seagull that told you.
Seagull. Okay, great.
It immediately flies off after it tells you.
Well, there we are. It's a seagull. They're always hungry.
Rap breath. I'm trying to climb out.
I'm mine.
I would name the seagull Jonathan, to be honest, but never mind.
Come on, we need to get out.
People who are down in the fissures, if you want to try to get out, that is an acrobatics check, unless you want to try something else.
Is there any way I could help, maybe to grab one of them and bring them up since I'm there?
Well, that's 21 to get out.
Advantage.
Acrobatics, you said?
Acrobatics, yeah. Dexterity acrobatics.
That's not going to help me either way.
5.
Rapper's got a 19.
12.
I've got a 5. Can I hand the child up to someone who's up there?
Certainly.
I'll grab him.
Peter's not that heavy.
Here you go.
What was the DC on it?
I'll help people out. Now that I'm up.
The DC is 10 to get
okay,
out.
Okay, I got 12.
I've got a 5. I'm still down there.
I also got a 5.
We're
Bryn
both still
down there. Just not tall enough to get out of this. Huh?
What?
You all took 2 points of damage. That's how many hit points Peter had.
Oh.
Okay, I'll throw a healing word on Peter.
Okay.
It's an automatic +3, so he gets at least 2 hit points.
Yes. You
seeing a Peter is anger or seeing a Peter is hurt pisses off Rat Breath more, and he's now going to continue charging at the thing.
There is more house in the way than there was before.
Bryn,
he'll go around.
Okay, if I pick up Bryn, if I'm 6 foot tall or in a 10 foot hole, and I pick up Bryn, can somebody reach her?
Bryn starts unspooling her 50 feet of rope a little bit, and
I can
is going to try to toss it up. Some so that
I can
someone can grab it and she can climb out.
I can grab it as well. Yeah.
Okay,
do
then
I
I'll
do roll anything for rope tossing?
Not for rope tossing, just rope
okay.
using.
I'll grab it and bring her up.
If you're all using right. a rope, you get to roll with advantage.
Alright, so I can give the attempt to get out another shot?
Yes.
This time maybe I rolled an 11. Huh?
Target number was 10. You got 11.
Okay,
excellent.
So I'm going to try to climb the rope after her then and get out of here. I've got a 13.
13 is enough.
All right.
All right.
I knew that rope would come in handy.
It sure has. Now let's get away from whatever's causing this. Oh, wait. Rat Breath is running toward it. Never mind.
Yep.
Well, he's attempting to. You're yes. going around the house. Now,
yes.
The good news is Rat Breath is intelligent enough to know he could go around the house. Instead of continuing trying to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
The intelligence check you made earlier was definitely high enough for this.
Yes.
The bad news is this is a townhouse.
Oh, he just keeps going around it then.
So the house shares a wall with the next house, which shares a wall with the next house.
Then, or he'll try to climb over it. He's going to get at that thing.
That's he's good. Going to be down the street good. Somewhere in a moment.
It threatened
and
him.
And you know what? It's going to be a bit easier for him. Because another cylinder of black horribleness rises up in the air and comes down hard. And let me see what you have to roll for this. This is its breach ability. I have to modify this a little bit. Okay, give me another dexterity saving throw to avoid shrapnel.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to use my arcane recovery. I could have a spell slot.
19.
Okay, you weather the storm fearlessly as this giant spiky,
natural 20!
Awesome. Incredibly large tail comes down within striking distance of you.
And, okay, then he's going to swing his axe at it. So.
And the buildings that were in the way of this tail aren't there anymore.
Oh, no.
Now he can hit it. So,
go ahead and give me an attack roll.
Okay. Let's see.
We are going to die.
Unnatural 20.
You hit.
All right. He screams, Rapprath is strong. And
roll your damage.
Not intimidated by this thing, although he probably should be.
It's Tom playing it. Tom doesn't play into the character that get intimidated.
No, he doesn't.
This is nine character for Rapprath.
And he's raging, of course. So 9 points of damage.
He tried to fight his way through a house. If he's not raging, I'm surprised. You do a whopping 9 points of damage to a very small part of this thing.
That's fine. He's probably foaming at the mouth, yelling and screaming at this thing. So
I'm sure he is.
Hopefully his breath will knock it out. So
is he like, he's only level two. He doesn't get a second attack.
No.
He might never if he keeps attacking this thing.
Yeah, well, playing the character.
Yep.
Yes, you are. Might be my first character death in a campaign ever.
Wow.
There is an incredibly loud roaring sound that is not coming from the tail. It's coming from the other direction down the street.
Come on, Rapprath. We can't fight that. It's too big.
He's raging. He's not going to be listening to any kind of reason. So, guys, might as well just take off the other direction.
You can't fight it because it's going to eat. It's already eaten all the food.
I suggest we leave the orc.
And now it's poisoned.
Mutt needs help.
He's gone. He's raging. Right. I mean, he's just.
I pick up Peter.
Maybe that would cut through it.
It away.
No, you're using logic that doesn't work with him.
Just no, I've seen people
like
him before
go crazy like that. We might want to relax and kind of let him do his thing while we go that way.
He's sacrificing himself. It's a brave distraction. We can get away with the kid. Let's go.
Just out of curiosity, how's Rapprath's wisdom?
Not so much.
Non-existent.
Not so much.
No. 10.
Rapprath is strong.
Rapprath is strong. He doesn't need wisdom.
Right.
He uses his real axe, not his mind axe.
Is this thing he's fighting considered an aberration?
You don't think so.
Oh, okay. Then
how would you know?
That's true. I was going to cast something that's probably not going to work. So
I would suggest the party go the other direction and just let Rapprath die.
I mean, I could cast Charm Person on him, but that might not actually help.
While he's raging.
Probably not, yeah. I want to cast Word of Radiance on the thing he's fighting. I don't know what help it'll be, but it might do something.
Okay, I'm going to be totally mercenary.
Sorry, what?
What does the spell do?
Word of Radiance, it's a cantrip, I think, and it's... each creature of your choice you can see within range must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 1d6 radiant damage. It's not much, but it's something.
So a con save. What's my target number?
I don't... 12? 12.
Okay, its bonus to con saves is 12.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's a try. It's a cantrip. There's no loss, you know?
One of the houses on the other end of the street explodes as a giant head comes through.
I'm sorry, Rapprath. Okay, fine. Let's run.
I'm already gone with a kid.
I was going to say. Who's still standing there?
Bryn is running.
All right. I'm running with Bryn.
Yeah, I'm running.
I'm recycling a previous post-it note from another game session. So the stuff on there actually is not about the current game.
I see Zeely. Okay. Yeah.
Especially since you see Zeely's name on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
if Zeely were here, a lot more things would be on fire.
True.
That horrible night.
If Gox were here, he'd be fighting the thing with rat breath. But yeah. Anyway, sorry. What?
That horrible nightmare of a mouth in the picture is what you see coming towards you.
Oh no 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 no!
Oh no, that is terrifying.
And hey, hungry.
Well, that's on the list of worst things I've seen.
Yes, and its size classification is in fact gargantuan. If Vex was here, he'd probably already be in its stomach.
Accurate.
Yeah, probably one, true. Probably
I'm probably
true.
Not giving a spoiler when I say that one of its actions that it has available to it is an ability called Swallow Whole.
Run.
Like I said, Amara has been running since he ran at them, so.
Mm-hmm. And I was far close behind. Hey, Ren hungry.
Is unfortunately
the three guys
actually
pinned to the wall back there are the ones who screwed up and cost you your lunch.
A nearby mouse says, I'm hungry. All will be consumed.
I point my hand behind my shoulder at Rat Breath and do message. It was nice knowing you.
Rat Breath, do you respond?
No, he's just rah!
Rat Breath is strong.
Yeah, exactly. Rat Breath is strong. I mean, he's fighting this thing.
So at this point, and this is honestly going to determine whether or not Rat Breath lives. Give me an intimidation check.
Oh, all right.
What's your charisma?
Are you more
11
a distraction than a hunt?
Well, I got an 11, and
okay,
because he's strong.
He is. He is very strong. So the head comes right down towards you.
He probably would have enough instinct to probably try to
what?
Like try to like dodge or like
okay,
leap out of the way.
Give
so
me dexterity save.
All right. Let's see.
When did barbarians get danger sense?
Well, this thing is large enough and it's covering enough of a distance that you don't need much danger sense to know that bad news is coming your way.
No, I just mean danger sense because it gives them advantage on dex saves for barbarians. When do you get it?
I don't think I have it yet.
Because you just got a 6, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it goes for a bite.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what his plus to hit is. What's your AC?
14.
That's his plus to hit. I rolled anyway to see if he get a nat 1. He did not. The damage is 5d12 plus 10.
Cool.
Oh no.
If
you're raging, so you'll take half.
He's 13.
The average is 42.
Okay.
Would you like me to roll?
Or go for it. I'd love to see what the numbers are.
Well, I have
13.
You have and 13. His maximum is 25.
Minimum damage. Well, actually, no, because you take half.
Yeah.
Minimum damage
yeah.
might not kill you, so I'll roll. 5d4 plus 2. Give me a second. I get to use d4s. I never get to use d4s.
Wait, didn't you say d12s?
I'm sorry, d12.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, d12s. I was going to say, yeah.
I'm excited for the die, but I did the wrong thing.
How many d12s?
It should have been d4s.
If that's a typo, they didn't issue a correction. Rat Breath is
17.
All right. He was down.
But he's only at minus 4.
Yes, so it doesn't full out kill him.
I have not been doing insta-kill rules. However, when the bite attack hits the target... actually, hold on. You are technically now grappled. If you were awake, you could roll to escape with a DC of 20. It has to bite you again for you to be swallowed whole.
Oh no, DD Beyond shows, the DD Beyond plugin shows us his death saves. Oh no.
Oh no.
Will we get to beta test this feature?
Oh no.
Cool. Okay, so what's the rest of the party doing?
Yeah.
Screaming.
Running, covering the kids' eyes while I'm running.
Okay. The kid is also screaming and crying. There is a lot of crying and screaming coming from a wide variety of places. Matter of fact, some of the you still have random animals approaching you and telling you that you're going to die horribly. But every now and then, one of them approaches, and instead of telling you you're going to die, it just screams in your face and then runs away.
Every now and then, I'll just toll the dead those things as I'm running by.
There's random explosions of feathers and fur. Which way are you running? Like, what's your target destination? Is it still that gate?
I can't make heads or tails of this, so where are we on this map?
At this point, you're still not very far away from the harbor. Like, the one that I shared with you, you see where it says Marmara Sea, there's a harbor directly north of that.
Okay, yeah.
And you were, when this adventure started, about a half hour's walk from the harbor.
Taking us where?
The suggestion that was made was going towards the gate of Charisma.
No, I mean putting us where on this map? If we're a half hour walk from that harbor, where is that on this map? Because I don't know where I am, so I don't know where I'm going to be going.
Okay. There is a word that I cannot pronounce north of that harbor on the map. It says ta and then a word. You are on the road that word crosses.
Okay.
Right where the word is.
How far away are we from... Oh, finish that and then I'll continue.
Oh, jeez. I think the second military gate is probably going to be the closest place. Personally, I'd say book it to that place, the second military gate, just because I don't think the sea is going to be a good idea.
So from where we're standing now, how far away are we from the thing that's attacking Rat Breath? How many feet?
30 feet further away than you were before.
Okay.
Except Bryn, who's 25.
Oh. Well, actually, I'm guessing that most of you were double moving, so most of you are 60 feet away, and Bryn is slowly falling behind you at 10 feet away.
Okay, I want to cast Guiding Bolt on the thing that's attacked him in the hopes that it spits him out. It's 120 feet range, and it does, on a hit, the target takes 4d6 radiant damage.
Roll to hit.
All right, let's see if this will work. I've been rolling very badly tonight. I've rolled a 2.
Your guiding bolt goes off in the distance. You're not even
focused. Okay, right. I have an idea, but I'm not sure I want to use it yet because I can only do it once, and it might make things worse.
Oh, it might make things worse.
Yeah,
can't
even
be much worse.
Oh, well, there we go. That's on the bingo card right there.
Well, Amara's more fixated on trying to make sure this kid gets out. So I think she's just running.
So I don't want to try to do it unless it gets right up to us and stuff. And can I climb back onto somebody? I'm not as fast as the...
All right, I can pick you up. I'm not carrying a child anymore, so...
I'm not a strong cleric, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm a Dexy cleric.
You're a Dexy everything.
That is not the point. I'm a trickery cleric. I need to be Dexy.
All right, so I'm carrying Bryn, and off we go.
Okay, off you go. The ground is still shaking, but it's not like earthquake-level shakes anymore. Apparently, most of that was because this thing was breaking through the ground from below, and now that it's already all above ground, it doesn't need to do that much damage anymore. It just needs to go and eat everything. Speaking of which... it is going to make another bite attack. It gets to roll with advantage. I did not roll 2 ones. Rat Breath, you just failed 2 death saves.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, because he's already unconscious and it's a melee attack, so it's automatic crit fail.
Alrighty. Once I'm dead, I'm going to start looking at making a new character. But...
yeah. And I'm sorry to see Rat Breath go, but I understand that you're being very true to his character.
Yes,
so true to the character.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
So your new character will be starting with inspiration in memory of Rat Breath.
Okay, that'll work.
It's the least I can do.
R.I.P. Rat Breath.
Alrighty.
Literally, the least I could do. I could divine intervention this.
No.
I hate divine intervention.
I didn't say will.
No, I know. Alrighty. Well, I will start. I will be quiet and start working on a new character.
Okay. Well, because that is your second attack that you've been bitten for, it does get to use the ability called Swallow Whole. When a bite attack hits a target grappled from the previous bite attack, the target is also swallowed. The grapple ends. Bonus. There you go. but the target is blinded and restrained. It has total cover against attacks and other effects. This is a strategic advantage to you.
Yes. Being digested is a strategic advantage.
What's that thing from Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Where he jumps inside to fight it?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Drax.
In the beginning, it's just tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where was I? Total cover against attacks and other effects outside of the creature, and you take 36 average damage, which is 8d8 acid damage at the start of each of its turns.
Oh, no.
It can have 2 large, 4 medium, or 6 small creatures swallowed at a time, but if it takes 40 damage or more from a swallowed creature in a single turn, it must succeed on a DC 20 Constitution saving throw or regurgitate all swallowed creatures, which fall prone within 10 feet. If it dies, the swallowed creature is no longer restrained and can escape by using 20 feet of movement exiting prone. So what I'm saying is...
There's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
How far are we from it?
Rap Breath, I would like you to roll a death save. And if you get a natural 20... You might be able to stab it a few times.
14.
Nope. But you succeeded.
Alrighty.
You succeeded at death save. That's one save.
Yeah.
Oh, alrighty.
At least Amara said goodbye.
I don't think anybody else had any means to do it, you know?
I don't even know if he noticed Amara saying goodbye.
Probably not.
No. Just raging, screaming.
Yeah, and Harmony, she was like, okay, that's a good time. It was a noble sacrifice.
From an undisclosed location, Ponk just has the inclination to say amateurs. He doesn't know why.
Exactly. Actually, Ponk would have been running away faster than any of them. It would have been like they stopped to look at him. They turn around. Ponk's
that's
gone.
That's why Rapid was an amateur.
Yeah, exactly. But hopefully, his sacrifice will let the rest of the party get away safely. So,
at Ponk's level, we might have ended up in a Sandworms of Dune situation going on.
Yeah.
But these characters are level 2. That
right.
This was meant to be a run away from the big bag thing type of session. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Who is going to sacrifice?
Exactly.
You know what? It did buy the party a couple rounds.
Yeah, it did.
That's kind of what I was hoping. So
okay. So everyone else is just continuing to run?
Yep.
Yes, it's
possible. I'm assuming you are going in the direction of the second military gate, because that's the last suggestion that was given?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the bad news is you would have to run northeast to get to the main road that takes you towards the second military gate. And my assumption is you don't... Are you going to run away from it, then run towards it, or are you going to try to cut through alleys? Don't everyone speak at once.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Where did we start out?
You were.
You said a word and I missed it.
Ta, and then a word that I cannot pronounce.
Tal Eleutheriu?
Bless you. Right where that word crosses the road on the map. That's where you start.
Okay.
I'm not seeing... hold on, where's the map at?
Okay, I found it. I think.
I linked it many die rolls ago.
You probably did. I didn't even...
For reference? I was confused because there's a scale at the bottom of the map, and that's like a couple hundred feet from the harbor.
I'm not paying any attention to the scale.
Okay.
I'm using Constantinople as an inspiration for Adrolanka. Based on conversations that Matt and I had, since he's the one who came up with Adrolanka, I suggested and he agreed that Constantinople was kind of sort of a good blueprint for it, considering Adrolanka's history.
Okay. So Adrolanka is like Constantinople, but huge.
Istanbul was Adrolanka, and now it's getting the works.
Okay.
Bryn's currently being carried, right?
Yep.
So, yes. Can I therefore use my action to try to remember a quicker, like, a good place to start cutting through? To try to get there faster? And without going through the...
I would let you roll a wisdom check at disadvantage. Or survival. Wisdom or survival.
I'm proficient in survival. Okay, 13.
14 and a 13. Yeah, I'll give it to you. That you remember an alley that the party made a wrong turn in earlier when you were going towards the church.
Bryn points that way.
Okay. I follow the way she's going. Everyone, this way.
We all run like Scooby-Doo trying to escape.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. It is the worm's turn. The worm is turned. It is the start of its turn, therefore it's time for the acid damage. That is an automatic 2 crit fails for... Well, automatic crit fail, which is 2 failed death saves. So, Rat Breath, rest in peace.
Aww.
All right.
He's biting the heads off of small rodents in the sky. This marks a very odd occasion. March 2nd. 2019, first time I have run a D&D game where a character died. And now that I've had a moment to think about that, everyone run for your lives.
Run.
And we've been recording for almost an hour. Do you want to take 5?
Actually, that's a good idea.
Let's take 5. I'm going to press some buttons. And we should be back. All right. So when we left off, most of the party was running away. Screaming is a free action. You can choose to do that if you wish. And one of the party members was currently being digested.
Eek.
Yes. We're going to jump ahead a little bit. As you go through the alleys, you do that thing from Ferris Bueller's Day Off where like you go through an open door and... As you go through the living room, you tell everyone that dinner's ready, but also they should run. And then you continue out through the other side of the house.
One of my favorite movies.
Yep. And then the house is immediately destroyed and the contents are devoured. The dinner and the residence. Because there is a giant creature chasing you currently. And someone give me a survival check. This is probably not the right skill, but this hinges on you being able to survive. So I'm going to say it works.
Someone other than me.
Oh, 21. No.
I rolled a 21.
I rolled a 19.
Do we all need a survival check? Or
A 21.
Individually? Or
so, okay. If you can stop rolling.
All right.
Bryn got a mighty 7.
Despite being proficient.
Two more, and we would have been sued by the people at Critical Role for trademark infringement. All right. So you see two horses that look quite panicked that are currently... The reason they haven't run off is because their reins are tied to a post sticking out of the ground that is there specifically for the option of tying horses off. And they have a rickety kind of cart with some for hay bales in the back of it.
Is the cart empty?
There's some hay bales, but everyone could pile in.
Everyone in the cart.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes.
Cut those ropes.
Yep, I got on the front, ready to check the horses and gear.
Cutting the ropes. I'll cut the ropes, and I can lead the horses too if need be, or I can.
The
steer.
Horses can go faster than you.
Yes.
Everyone on.
Yep.
The ropes being cut.
Yeah.
Okay, give me an animal handling check.
Okay. My thing, 16.
Okay. You successfully get the horses to move in the direction you want, as opposed to in directions different from each other. Because right now, they just want to be not here. Any place that is not here is acceptable to them. And you have suggested to them that not here in that direction, towards the second gate, would be a good idea. They agree. So they're heading that way. You get about 50 feet down the road before a very familiar-looking creature at this point bursts through the walls of the houses from whence you came. And it starts slithering towards you, kind of, sort of like a snake. Its slither is a bit wider than the road, so it's a bit of urban renewal going on as it starts getting closer to you.
Is it like the destruction in Twister? When they were coming down and the tornado was wrecking the houses behind them and they were continuing to go faster and faster? Is it just...
It is a faster, faster, must go faster type of thing. See a relatively obese woman appear out of nowhere carrying a spear and wearing a helmet with wings on it. She sings briefly and is immediately devoured.
So wait, is the
screaming? It's kind of like a song.
I'm just trying to get these horses to go as fast as they can.
Okay, you might have to do something to slow it down, but what that is,
I have an idea.
Okay,
we are waiting with bated breath.
I cast cause fear on it.
What do I need to roll?
Wisdom save.
Huh. How far away from us is it?
Currently, it's about 40 feet behind you.
Before she does that, I cast Bane on it.
What does that do?
If failed, it needs to roll a d4 and subtract that from whatever it rolls for attack or save.
I roll... what am I rolling against? What ability?
13 Charisma.
So, this might surprise you, but giant, spiky, worm-like monsters from beyond aren't very charismatic.
This is my shocked face.
With the modifier, this is a 4 that I rolled.
Okay, so for any saving throw or attack roll has to do now, it has to roll a d4 and subtract that from the number.
Okay, now what's my target number for saving against fear?
Wisdom 13.
I rolled an 11 on the die, going to subtract a d4. That is a 3, so I'm down to 8. But its wisdom saving throws are plus 8, so that's actually a 16.
Ah, poo.
Well, I'm once again out of spells. Sorry.
If it worked, it would have been incredibly useful.
That's the bane now, to try and make it work.
It is now more
but
like
I'm
30 feet.
I'm pretty sure I can't use my inspiration to make it reroll, so...
No, that usually doesn't work.
Give
your inspiration to others.
Oh, I invoke duplicity, and I get the duplicate to run at it.
Your duplicate looks at you as if to say, you're going to pay for this the next time you invoke this duplicity. Let me tell you something.
I know.
I mean, maybe you're imagining it. Maybe this isn't something that you actually see, but part of your brain says, this is an act for which you will pay later. Okay, give me a deception check.
Oh, no. Natural 20.
Okay.
So your duplicate jumps off the cart, does a landing that... everyone that's watching winces when they see this landing. It's not a good landing. And they sort of limp over into an alleyway, and the worm, when it gets to... It's not really a worm, but I'm calling it that. When it gets to the alley that your duplicate went into, it does a 90-degree turn and just smashes through. There is no alley there anymore. It's now a thoroughfare. But it is now no longer 30 feet away from you. It's more like 60 feet away from you because your horses have not slowed down. Okay, and then...
I can't believe that worked.
That's pretty cool.
Several houses down, the head bursts back through, and it's back on your tail again. It is back to 50 feet away from you.
All right, I'm going to try to hit it with Guiding Bolt again, because okay. Why not? Yeah, it's my last spell. I have cantrips after this. I've rolled an 11.
That's not going to do it. You don't have a bonus high enough.
All right, well, I've missed, I think.
You are level 2. You're not going to have a lot of damaging spells you can do against this thing. Rapreth got very lucky with his rolls.
Yeah, so, well, it's just unlucky. Worth a try, you know. There's a plus Anybody, 4 set.
No prestidigitation?
No.
I'm asking in character.
What do you need prestidigitated?
I'm going to take a flask of oil, jam some hay in the top of the flask, and ask Bryn to light the hay on fire.
Oh, yes, excellent, excellent plan. Prestidigitation, prestidigitation.
You are now holding a Molotov cocktail.
And then I'm going to throw the Molotov cocktail down between us and the critter.
Okay. It goes right over top of the fire. Now I have to think of creative reasons for why I should roll for this. There are parts of it that are currently on fire. It might just be the oil next to it that's on it. You don't know if the fire is doing any damage to it. And then a blue jay flies up and lands on the cart. It looks directly at you and says, "That kind of hurt. You're going to die." And then it flies away.
Well, stop trying to kill us, and I'll stop hurting you.
It's already gone. Okay, so now it's 40 feet away from you. And
what kind of thing are we going through currently? Like, what's the area around us look like?
I would say that you are... let me look at this map a little bit closer. You are going past the area on the map that says the Forum of Arcadius, heading towards the second military gate.
I mean, we've barely moved. Oh, no.
I mean, the stuff around us. What's happening around us? What's the area we're going through look like?
For the most part, it was houses, but you are currently going through an area of the town where it looks more like, well, in one case, there's a forum. So very large building where it'd be kind of set up like an amphitheater on the inside. You don't feel like you're in the mood to sightsee at this point. current debating taking place is whether or not they should put aside additional money to shore up the foundations of various important historical structures, including the forum. They're going to have a very rude awakening on the next turn, where the ones who voted no are going to immediately regret their votes and ask for the vote to be stricken from the record. Before they get promptly devoured, possibly.
Is there anything around here that looks like I could, like, lean out a little bit and jam a shovel into it, potentially?
Give me an intelligence check.
Let me double check what my intelligence... Okay, 12?
This thing has gone through houses. You don't...
Oh, no, I have an idea. Okay. I have an idea. Well, yeah, it involves the shovel, but it doesn't...
The streets are cobblestone. You could shove a shovel anywhere.
I need to shove a shovel in a side place for it to work. I do have an idea, and it involves some of my equipment and more fire.
Even when so you could shove it between, working. Say...
But anyway, Bryn is going to busy herself tying her rope to her shovel.
Okay.
So you could shove it between, say, a door and a door jamb.
Well, there are structures here where they have, like, the door that goes into the structure has stairs on either side leading up to it, and there's, like, a wrought iron railing going there. You could probably toss the shovel in between the bars of the wrought iron grill to the point where if you pulled on the rope, it would get stuck.
Mizera, do you have any more oil?
I do. I will pass it over.
Okay, and Bryn is going to tie one of the oil flasks into a loop in the rope.
Okay.
And Bryn is going to tie the end of the rope that isn't tied to a shovel to her dagger.
Okay.
And basically Bryn is going to try the somewhat complicated thing of jamming the shovel in something and very quickly trying to jam the dagger end in another thing on the other side, and then she's going to prestidigitate the oil and basically try to give the thing a mouthful of flaming oil when it approaches.
It's a strategy. And way off, a quarter of a continent away, in the city of De Perfecta, Zili feels a little giddy for some reason that she doesn't quite understand. Okay. Well, there's a lot to unpack from this plan. I'm gonna give me two dexterity-based attack rolls.
Attack rolls?
Yes.
I'll take one of them.
Excellent. Let's see. I have a +3 of dex. Let me see my... I'm going to wield that so I see what I'm attacking with, because I know that's dexterity-based attacks, actions.
I shouldn't have taken one of them.
Do you have inspiration?
I don't.
Why don't you?
You haven't given me any.
I've probably given you more inspiration than most people.
Not on this character.
Oh,
also I used one last session.
Ah, there you go.
How does one hand someone else one's inspiration?
You just say that you're giving them your inspiration and take the point off your character sheet.
Monsieur, you can do this. I know you can do this. I've seen you throw better, or I think, yeah.
I'll take it.
15.
And I got a 19.
Okay, you successfully have both ends of the rope stuck somewhere. And I'm assuming you do prestidigitation at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
And I should take the shovel and the rope and the dagger off my sheet now.
Probably.
You no longer have a sonic shovel.
Whoever's strongest, take one of those bales of hay and throw it at the oil as soon as the critter hits.
Let's do this.
Okay. Well, in that case, Eric, give me an attack roll. Strength-based.
Yeah!
This is definitely an improvised weapon. You are not proficient, but you can definitely add your strength modifier.
22.
Wow.
Okay, so for a brief moment, you feel like you're in a Michael Bay movie. You don't know who he is.
are we getting low camera angle shots going, sweeping to
the... You grin maniacally as you toss the hay bale, and there's a lens flare as one of your teeth glints in the sunlight.
Oh, J.J. Abrams, nice.
To go with that, yeah.
Hey, we already had the smoke monster for the J.J. Abrams references.
Only it turned out to be a different kind of monstrosity. So when the hay bale hits the flaming oil-soaked rope, right as this creature's mouth is approaching it, it should not explode, but it does explode, because why not?
Because Michael Bay.
Yes, exactly.
Obviously, the hay was a little rotten. I think there's some kind of rot that explodes.
Roll me 6d6 for the damage. Not 66.
Six-sided. How many?
21.
I'll take that. Okay. This creature is nowhere near bloody.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The perfect 66 roll.
Oh my gosh. That's right. Now, it put it in order of 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, but still.
But still, yeah. It's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
All right, at this point, unless I'm going to be trying to make potions out of hay and more hay.
Is there any more hay around here?
There's three more bales of hay in this cart.
Let's do this.
Also, now that you've tossed one of the hay bales off, the cart seems to be moving a little bit faster than it was before.
That was a joke. I can't make potions out of hay and more hay.
Forgive me if I do this.
Also out of oil. What I'm not out of is arrows.
Now 70 feet away. You've slowed it down by having an explosion. It was not expecting an explosion. Most people don't expect what they're eating to explode in their mouth unless they are eating Pop Rocks.
Or Zealand.
Or if they have decided to take a swig of Diet Coke after eating a Mento.
There you go.
But look, this goes faster every time we throw this off, so let's keep it going.
No one expects this Andre Lankan exposition.
Okay, I throw another one, whether it's to hit seven.
Let
seven
me set it on
feet,
fire first. Prestidigitation.
Yes.
Good plan.
And I just rolled a 23.
You don't get the same level of explosion from this, but you do hit the worm with a bale of hay that is on
fire. Flaming bale of hay.
Yes, it is a thing that happens. I'm not going to have you roll 6d6 this time. It's only going to be, let's say, 3d6 this time. I'll give you 3d6.
And I'm going to be taking pot shots with my bow as well.
Okay.
That's a natural 20 plus 5.
Okay, roll your damage.
I can't. It's, so the normal damage is 1d6 plus 3. I can't remember. Do I double the damage or do I just roll 2d6 plus 3?
You double the die and the bonus okay. damage, bonus
stays, damage. Stays the same.
I rolled 10 damage, by the way.
And 11 damage from my arrow.
All right. I have noted this. It's about 80 feet away now.
The question is, are we getting faster now that we've dropped two Beheil?
You got a little bit faster, and it got a little bit slower because, oddly enough, being on fire sometimes slows you down.
I'm going to take another shot.
Okay.
Question for the person currently driving.
Nine. So, no.
Who is driving?
Me.
Is okay. the person currently driving proficient in land vehicles and or animal handling?
No.
Neither of those?
Neither.
Okay, Bryn starts climbing up to drive. She's proficient in both.
Okay.
Okay.
Bryn, take the wheel.
So I'll climb down through the back and I'll just start toll the deading this thing.
It has actually taken some damage, so you get to roll mm-hmm. a higher die.
Yes, I do. But it needs to do a wisdom save. DC is 13, I believe. Double checking. Yes. And remember, it does have Bane, so D4 as well, subtracted.
I don't have to. I rolled a 2, which means it's effectively a 10.
Okay, well, that is a 9 necrotic damage.
Okay, and Mazir, you said you were taking another pot shot at it?
As long as it's within 80 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It has fallen back to about 85 at this point.
All right, I'll take one more and then wait for it to catch.
Okay. You patiently wait for it to get closer.
Bryn's going to try to coax a bit more speed out of this.
I got identical 10s on both rolls.
Wow.
So I take the lower of the 2 10s.
Just remember, 2 plus 2 does equal 5 for incredibly high volumes of 2.
Or if you have a bonus. Someone cast Bless, obviously. 2 plus 2 can equal 5 there if someone go. Casts Bless.
And 2 plus 2 equals 5 is a great Radiohead song.
I'll use my last spell slot and just throw a Guiding Bolt at it. That might help someone.
I haven't had much luck with that, but maybe you will.
Turn it into a Glurvy, see if this works. Okay. Probably not. 17?
You just miss.
Just miss. Oh.
Such a shame.
Such a shame.
Because we all know that when Guiding Bolt is cast, that's supposed to be the ending damage.
Mm-hmm.
In our campaigns, Acid Arrow means it will die that turn. Guiding Bolt means you killed it.
Question.
Answer.
Should I be rolling animal handling or something with land vehicle proficiency or such?
At this point, I'll say yes. I've been only requiring one roll to see if you can basically just keep on doing what you need to do. So I didn't have Akari's character doing that over and over again. But we just switched reins, so yes.
Okay, animal handling... I'm proficient. Does being proficient in land vehicles matter when I'm already proficient in animal handling? I'm a little unclear on that.
I would allow either one to be used because they're both kind of applicable in this situation. So you're either rolling animal handling or vehicles. You take your pick.
What ability would the vehicles be off of?
Actually, it would just be animal handling, I guess.
Okay, so the fact that I'm proficient in both doesn't do anything.
It doesn't make one better than the other.
Okay. Let's see. Oh. Does anyone have inspiration to give me?
Nope.
You know what? For the idea of creating exploding bales of hay, I will say that you got inspiration. Go ahead and roll again. I'm going to be nice.
Thank you. Wow, natural 20. Okay.
Wow. That worked out.
A 20 plus 3. Yeah, okay. So apparently... how do I put this? So
you are one Amara with the
horse. Was of the opinion that you shake the reins a lot and say, go, 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 gets the horses to go faster. And so far as you knew, it was working. But
Bryn actually grew up around horses and such. Her family did do farming things. There was a horse who drew some carts, and as far as Brynn's concerned, this is like that, but faster.
Okay. Everyone has to grab onto something to keep from getting knocked out of the cart as suddenly it's like you hit the nitrous.
Grab onto something!
All right.
It's that button in the Men in Black car where you don't ever press the red button. Brynn, press the red button.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are still being pursued, but you are gaining. The worm is now 90 feet away from you. Still in hot pursuit. And I'm going to say that at this point, you see a wall up ahead.
Does the wall have a gate at it?
Yes, it does.
Good.
The gate is lined up with the road. You're not necessarily... Oh, actually, the gate is currently closed. That would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Open the gate! Somebody open the gate!
What kind of gate is it?
Like a city gate.
I have no spells to do that.
Okay, but like... Is it a portcullis, or is it doors that swing open?
Yes.
Right.
There are a significant number of guards near the gate, some of them on top of the wall, some next to the wall.
Brynn keeps calling out, open the gate!
They do appear to be pointing at you.
I point at one of the guards and cast message, open the gate now.
The message is sent back, because he gets to do that when you cast message.
Yes.
And who are you again?
Point back at him. The one being chased by a giant monster ravaging the city. Open the gate so we can escape.
At this point, the monster attempts to do a leap. It flies 30 feet into the air and comes down again. The ground shakes. As I put a very, very strong exclamation point at the end of your sentence. You get a reply back. Oh. And
that's
several
it?
Of the guards run away.
Okay.
I point at them, cowards! And do message, cowards!
You are actively running away from this thing.
They could open the gate so that people could... They could save people, but they're not willing to do that. They're cowards.
Can I see where the controls are for the gate?
Oh, yeah. They're right next to the gate.
And you said it's both a portcullis and a standard double door?
Yes. The double door portion is... on the other side of the portcullis.
Okay, I'm going to try to use thaumaturgy to instantaneously cause it to fly open.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Can you use thaumaturgy to open all the windows in the inn? That was specifically for Chris's benefit, by the way.
Yep. I also use it to close them all.
I don't recommend closing all of the doors currently. That might be a bad idea. You know what? Fine, I'll give it to you. The door's open, and they are slowly opening the portcullis. There is someone there that did not run away. You do also notice that some of the people on top of the wall are trying to turn around some ballistae that are normally pointed at things outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.
They don't normally expect things inside of the city to be attacking, trying to get out. So they're having a bit of a go at it, but they're making progress. It looks like the person who's firing has to sort of lean over the edge of the wall.
Is that portcullis going to be up before the time we reach it?
That is an excellent question. I would say that would be an intelligence check.
Nope.
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's an 8.
There's a period of time where we see all those math symbols flying around in front of Vizier's face.
And then they all turn to question marks.
Pretty much. And crude chalk drawings.
As the one currently driving the cart, can I make an intelligence check to figure that out?
Certainly.
I also got an 8. Brynn has no idea. She's going very fast. She's never gone this fast before.
You're not sure you can really slow down very safely at this point. It might just be a situation where you ask everyone to duck very quickly.
Everybody duck!
Ducking.
Okay.
And Brynn tries to duck down as best she can, though she's already pretty ducked. That's part... She's kind of... constantly a little bit ducked. It's just shorter than everyone else here.
Understood. I'm sorry. The DM is trying to not laugh and failing at it. You have inspiration. You make the DM laugh, you get inspiration. All right, give me another animal handling check.
Okay. 16?
You successfully go through the gate. There's parts of the cart that aren't there anymore.
And then, seconds later, there's parts of the gate that aren't there anymore.
How did you guess?
Funny feeling.
But, however, once you get through the gate, and I assume you don't continue to or try to slow down at all?
No, no slowing down.
Okay. So you have made it a considerable distance, and you're still looking back at these people on top of the gate shouting back and forth and trying to shoot things. And the part of the wall that includes the gate is now, it's a much larger gate that's surrounded by teeth.
Oh crud. It's still after us.
And it kind of skids to a stop.
Oh!
It was going through wooden houses like no one's business. It hit a stone wall. While ballistae were being shot at it.
Well, Is it dead?
And also you did a considerable amount of damage to it, considering you are level 2 characters. It's not moving anymore, at least not that you can tell from here. Maybe its tail's still wiggling. You wouldn't be able to tell. You could go back and check.
Let's
go somewhere where we can get a good night's rest.
Well, we now own a cart.
Accurate.
Or most of a cart.
There's a very good chance that the owner of the cart is currently being digested.
So they won't mind that we have the cart. Can I cast mending on the cart to fix it?
You can attempt this, yes. There are parts that are missing, but you can make the parts where the missing things are missing from look like it was meant to be that way.
Sorry. Okay. Very quickly. Eric, episode 4 mending was useful. How do you feel?
Hold on.
He's trying to process this information. Mending was used a lot in the Kobold campaign today.
Oh, yeah.
Mending was used. Including to save the unlife. Help save the unlife of Tim.
But in the last Circulus campaign, mending wasn't really helpful until he no longer had it, and then we needed
then
it.
Then it was, yeah. Oh, no.
Well, there was a time where I was NPCing Obeim, and it was useful, but never mind about that. All right, well, this seems to be a good stopping point for tonight's episode. And I'm going to say that you were already going to hit level 3 as soon as you had your next long rest, based on what you did the previous session.
All right.
But considering you just escaped from a challenge rating 14 gargantuan monstrosity.
What is wrong with you?
No, it's not a dragon.
It's not a dragon. This is true.
You lived.
Most of us lived.
And in part because of your ingenuity and the death of your duplicate.
Rep duplicate, Mara.
And now the sausage maker has supplies for days.
Oh, no.
Well, we can say that it might be because someone was told the deading various small animals as you were running away.
Yay, I got second level spells.
Most of those creatures have like 1 hit point. So told the dead you don't have to roll your damage.
All right, so we're level 3 now, yeah?
Oh, no, I'm going to give you up to level 4.
Oh, damn.
If the DM taketh away, I did it in
reverse
order.
Like he took away Rat Breath Life.
Say that again, please, Crash.
I did it in reverse order this time. I took it away, and then I gave it.
Okay. Wow. Well,
thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you, everyone, who stopped in to listen, of which we actually had people in stream this time. That was awesome. Tonight, I was joined by Chris, Tom, briefly, Ellie, Eric, Theo, and Jen. Is there anything that anyone wants to plug?
I do a weekly podcast called Azeroth Coast to Coast. It's all about Blizzard stuff. You can find us on azerothctc.com.
My mom writes books, and you can find them at elizabeth-mccoy.com.
I've been doing a lot of Twitch lately. This weekend we were doing The Division, the beta, open the beta for The Division. You can catch it on twitch.com/vote2.
EO's mom writes books. You can find
I said that already. Oh,
yeah.
EO's mom has written more than one book.
True.
I run a social media site at elekk.xyz. And you should join.
And my website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. It's got a couple of podcasts, a bunch of gaming stuff, a bunch of non-gaming stuff, and new things added when I can. That's bookofjen.net.
All right, and until next time, have fun.